Do your holiday shopping from the comfort of your Canopy bed while eating spaghetti, chicken parm, and drinking wine while saving lots of money during the Cyber Monday deals week at Amazon.com. Check out hundreds of markdown items and support Rob Has a Podcast simply by starting your Amazon shopping with our link, robhasawebsite.com/Amazon in the U.S., or by using robhasawebsite.com/Amazon CA for our listeners in Canada, or go directly to the Cyber Monday deals page as you listen to our exit interviews by clicking on the banners in the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with a double Survivor exit interview podcast after a two-hour episode of Survivor San Juan del Sur. We are here to talk to the latest two people who got kicked off the show. We're going to kick it off talking with the first person kicked off last night, Reed Kelly, and then we're going to segue into talking to the second Christie bro that got kicked off this season, Alec Christie. Coming up here on the Exit Interview Podcast. Last night had a talk with Steven. Steven and I actually were in agreement last night. We did not like the move that Natalie made last night, but I have to say, you know, thinking about it, I don't know if it's a total disaster. Like I said last night, maybe I'm warming up to it slightly where I hated it last night and now I just don't like it. But you can go ahead and watch our full conversation last night with Steven Fishback on robhasawebsite.com or by subscribing on iTunes, robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. We have our big podcast coming up with Tyson Apostle later today. Tyson is going to take your questions from Facebook and also your voicemails. So make sure you get your voicemails in for Tyson, robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or at 323-282-RHAP. Also, some big news on Rob as a Podcast this week. We have made the switch and we switched podcast networks. We are now on Podcast One, which is a huge podcasting network, has a lot of the top stars in podcasting. So very excited to be part of the Podcast One family. You could check out more about Podcast One at podcastone.com. All right. I see that we have Reed on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him through. Reed, are you there?
Rob, what's up? Are you there?
Ouch, Reed. Ouch.
Ouch, Rob.
Oh, my God.
It hurt, and it was brutal, but at the same time, I'm such a Survivor nerd. I was like, oh, my gosh, Pope is snubbing my torch. What?
Reed, I thought things were looking good, and you know what? I feel like there was a couple things where they were sort of out of you and Josh's control.
Stick to the plan, Rob.
Not just stick to the plan, but also the Julie quit also. That was something that didn't go your way. But let's talk about stick to the plan. What was going through your mind when Keith gives you the old, I say we just stick to the plan?
Oh my gosh. I said this before, but I just wanted to light myself on fire right there. Like, just take my torch and light myself on fire. Because this, Rob, this had come, I had been working on this plan for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And this plan started, let me take you back. This plan started with the Jeremy blindside. Josh got taken out. And when he got taken out, I was like, I am the next one to go. This is the end of my game. There's no one to hide behind now. I need to either step up or I'm going home. And so that's when I decided to go through Keith's bag because I needed something to be an impetus to get this game moving again. And so what I did was, you know, it's interesting because CBS, I think they really saved the Jeremy blindside because they also wanted to blindside America.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see me talking to Missy, Baylor, and Jacqueline, you didn't see the beginning part of my pitch. So the entire episode, you're kind of thinking that I am targeting Keith through that whole episode.
Yeah.
Where in fact, my pitch was, listen, this is where the hidden immunity idol is. We have two options right now. We can make an average Survivor play or we can make an epic Survivor play. And, you know, Missy kind of looked at me, she's like, well, what's the average play? I was like, we go after Keith and either take him out with the idol or get him to play it. Average play, no big deal. We don't have to worry about the idol anymore. And she's like, well, what's the epic play? And I said, we pretend we're taking out Keith, get him to play the idol, and then blindside Jeremy in the process. And they all just kind of stared at me for a second. But I knew that I had struck a nerve with Missy because I appealed to her desire to be involved in all of the the epic moves in the game. She really wanted to be seen as a strategist and as the hub of like these plays. And so she was on board and she said, okay, well, what do we do about your alliance? And I was like, we can't tell them. And she's like, well, why not? I was like, because they can't keep a secret. I said, look, Baylor, when we were going to vote for Baylor, Keith came straight to you and was like, you know, Misty, we're voting for Baylor tonight. I'm like, you're killing me. I'm like, we can't tell them. Tell them to vote for me. And I knew this was a huge risk I was taking, Rob, but I was like, I didn't want anybody in the majority alliance to feel skittish that they were going to get votes that night. So I said, you know what? Go big or go home. Tell them to vote for me and it will be fine. And she's like, okay, great. I'll go tell Natalie. And I was like, Missy, you can't tell Natalie. And she's like, wait, what do you mean? And she's like, Natalie and I are so close. And I was like, that may be true, but Natalie and Jeremy are closer. And if you tell Natalie, all of this will blow up in our faces.
Okay, let me ask you a question. So this all happened when John is on Exile Island?
Correct. John is not available for this conversation at this point.
Okay, because I feel like we're burying the lead here. Are you saying that this idea to get rid of Jeremy is your plan and not John's as the episode depicted?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh!
That's point blank.
Well, John is not going to like this, I'll tell you, because John wants to get credit when he has an idea and you're taking it away from him, Reed.
No, I know. And that's kind of been, unfortunately, it's been John's MO throughout the thing, is that he really wants to be seen as this huge strategist. But, you know, going back to this, John wasn't even there for this initial conversation. To that end, I said, Jacqueline, can you get John on board for this? And she said, yeah, it won't be a problem. And I said, also, when we get to tribal council, I need you, in order for this to be sold successfully, to attack Keith. And he needs to feel like he's being attacked, because hopefully he'll play an idol. That would be great, because he just keeps sitting on that thing like it's an egg. And then the other side of that, Jeremy and Natalie will then believe that we are really going after Keith, because if they don't believe it, they're going to catch wind of this and it's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. So that's why you saw that like random fight between John and Jacqueline picking on Keith in that moment, was because we were selling our case.
Interesting.
So when we came back after that, yeah. And so, but all of this, remember, Rob, all of this was all part of my thing where I was like, anybody but Reed needs to go home at this point.
Yes.
And that was part of my plan. So the minute we got done with that tribal council, I was like, yes, Jeremy's out. This worked successfully. Now, all I have to say is, you guys, let's go after Keith. It didn't work tonight. He didn't play his idol, but this will make the next vote really easy. Either Wes or Keith goes home. No skin off our backs. It's fine. And everybody was really on board with that. Missy made sense. I had just, you know, in her mind, helped her make a big play. And so she's like, yeah, Reed's going to vote with me. And actually, that's why I think Missy was so upset, was because I had really duped her on that, because I did turn around and, you know, say to my alliance, listen, you guys need to stop voting for me. The only reason why you voted for me is because I told Missy to tell you to vote for me. Stop voting for me and we'll figure this out. And they felt actually really bad, which was, you know, they were just in panic mode at that point. So moving forward, we stuck together. And what's ironic about the whole situation is that everyone still stuck with the plan. They did it. Everyone still voted exactly how they would. But what happened was before we went to tribal, I pulled Keith and Wes aside and I was like, you guys, here's the deal. In order for this to work, I have to come at you at tribal tonight. I know it's scary, but it's going to be fine. Don't get spooked. I am so with you on this. It's going to be amazing. Just stick with the plan and it's going to happen. And Keith was like, Roger that, Reed. And then I got there and that moment came where I could feel the majority alliance was vastly right there in the middle, and they felt uncertain. And so I was like, you guys, it's because Keith and Wes, and that's why I threw that over there. And apparently my acting was too good.
Too good.
And I was like, oh, and then he cracked and he came out with stick with the plan, which was intensely frustrating, because I could not have done anything differently. And I talked to he and Wes for 10 minutes about that was going to happen. So an interesting side note on that, all of this again was undone because I let Wes, Alec, and Keith in on all this because I had to, because they're my alliance. But Natalie was always so good with getting information out of the boys. That's why I didn't want them to know about the Jeremy blind side. But what ended up happening before we went to tribal was that Natalie started talking to Wes, and Wes said, yeah, you know, if you wanted to vote for John tonight, you know, that could be a really good thing, or something along those lines. And so Natalie knew that this was happening. Mm-hmm. And so she was willing to vote with us at that point. But once stick to the plan happened, Natalie got up there and changed her vote. And it was one of those things where she had literally written down John's name, crossed it out, put down, went back to the initial bigger plan that I had concocted, and then told John to play his idol. So stick to the plan, those four words. Ruin the game, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, Reed, all right, we got to move into the hurry up mode, because that was very interesting to get all that, but that ate up a lot of our time. So now we got to move fast. All right. So tell me about how frustrating it was to have to do couples therapy for John and Jacqueline last night when your life in the game was on the line.
I kind of felt like I did that for the majority of the game, just making sure John and Jacqueline were happy and kind of keeping them appeased. And it did get to a point where, you know, I had talked to John about how his feelings were about Jacqueline and how is this going? Can we resolve this? And I did the same thing with Jacqueline. And finally, I think that you even saw it in the episode where I was like, all right, you guys, like, really, I get that you're having problems right now, but like, my game depends on this right now. So it was frustrating, because I feel like if you give me an opportunity to speak with somebody, I can put out some pretty convincing logical arguments for stuff. But when you shut down conversation completely, it was intensely frustrating.
It's tough. That's tough. Now, what I want to know is, did you offer a final three to John and Jacqueline?
Absolutely.
And what did they say?
Absolutely. It's really interesting. They were interested at it, because I kept saying, I'm the Philip Shepherd of the season. No one's going to vote for me. This is guaranteed. One of you two will definitely win. And so I absolutely did that. I think the problem was, had they not gotten into that fight, we would have been able to discuss a lot more of this, because Jacqueline was actually pretty on board at that point. But it was too soon after mobilizing a blindside against John, and not enough chance to talk through it because of the 6 hours they weren't speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it felt like to me that it does feel like that they were going to be, from what we saw last night, that they were in a position where they did seem like they were the four and the five. And if somebody could offer them the three, that they should have jumped on that. But that seemed
absolutely
like.
Absolutely. And I pitched that to them, because what I said to them, I was like, you guys, if we stay together as a block of three, we could go with Missy and Natalie. We could go with Keith and Wes, or Alec and Wes. Like, it doesn't matter. You take your pick and I will go with whoever you want, because we can do this. Because if we get into a group of five, we pick out the other two, and then it's the three of us in the final. So that was definitely something that I presented.
Now, you said to John and Jacqueline last night, like, look, if you guys don't work with me, I'll go work with Missy and Baylor, and I like you guys better, but I could just go work with them if you guys don't want to work with me. Were you bluffing, or did you actually have something going on with Missy?
At that point, that was more of a bluff, but I wouldn't necessarily bluffing, because at that point I was willing to try anything. Absolutely. I was like, if this isn't going to work, whatever, I'll go talk to Missy about it. But I knew that my relationship with Missy was a little too far gone at that point.
Yes.
But I wanted to say, look, you're not that special. There are other options out here. So what are your thoughts on this?
Mm-hmm. But you pissed Missy off, because you said that Baylor is a brat. And then she said, nobody calls my little Baylor a brat. And then she gave you the finger. And I know it was in the heat of the moment, but tell me right now, we're in the very cool moment right now. Is Baylor a brat, Reed?
In that game, what you kind of didn't see is that she was kind of ragging on me a ton through that challenge. And she was just kind of making comments under her breath over and over and over again. So in that moment, yeah, she was being a brat. And I stand by that. But I know that when you're in a social game, if you attack a kid whose parent is right there, not only are you attacking the kid, but you're attacking her parenting style, because apparently she raised a brat. So you know what I mean? So it was just terrible. And that's not really who I am in real life anyways. My mom raised me better than that. Mm-hmm. It was just a moment of like just giving into it. So it wasn't my finest hour, but yeah, she was being bratty. Absolutely.
And you stand by it.
Yes, I stand by it. In life, is she a brat? I don't think she's a brat. I mean, I like her as a person, but in the game, in that moment, yeah, that's what she was portraying.
Okay. Can you talk about, I felt like there was a rivalry between you and Natalie for most of this season. Could you talk about the relationship that you had with her?
Yeah, it was interesting because Natalie and I actually clicked on day one and we thought we were actually going to really work together. And then Jeremy said on basically, I think it was day two, Reed is out to get you. And I was like, and all of a sudden everything felt different. So that really shifted. And that was trust that never really got, we never were able to rekindle that. And so I feel like we were always at odds through the game. Granted, we hung out and we talked and like we were friendly, but when it came to strategy and stuff, we didn't communicate, which, you know, I would have loved to. She just wouldn't give me the time of day after Jeremy had poisoned that well.
Can you talk about all of the rice trading that went on that you were on Hunapu from the beginning?
Gosh.
But you seemed very upset about that. We needed rice. You were very pro rice trade.
Here's the thing. I felt like our tribe is a tribe of idiots from the standpoint of like, Kelly and I sat there and we were like, you guys, we need to ration this rice. We need to ration this rice. Are you kidding me? What are you doing? But you can only stay that for so long, Rob. And then you're putting a target on your back. They were like, let's eat, let's do this, whatever. So when it came down to, I was picturing myself going deep into the game. And so I'm like, Jeremy was like all sad pants about trading the tarpon stuff. And he's like, we're going to get a meal in 2 days. And I'm like, that's 2 days. That's not the long term in the game. And so that was something that we needed to do because literally we had, you know, like 2 spoonfuls of rice that were left. And let's be real. I was like, let's eat. Let's make it happen. If you guys want to eat, because clearly me protesting this isn't helping. And then, you know, I was like, let's ask Probst. I mean, you know, there were so many things where I was like, I'll just talk to production and see what happens. And that's not how it was handled in our season because obviously it was going to be good TV. So we brought stuff up and we asked. And then Drew bringing back the flint, we were like, do not do this. We look like idiots already. Do not do this. And he was like, well, you did it. And it was so boss and baller of you to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so there he went in completely against all us and just, you know, and he tried to give back a flint and, you know, definitely went at it for about 5 minutes, just kind of took the piss out of him for about 5 minutes with that, that you didn't see. So yeah, it was just a lot of bargaining. Was it necessary? Who knows?
Well, Reed, thank you so much for coming on with us. I know you have a lot to say. I know we probably only barely scratched the surface, like in John's knowledge of wine.
Apparently, the only thing I talk about on the island is food. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Reed, thank you so much. All the best to you and Josh. And hopefully we get to see you around the finale.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Looking
take care.
Forward to it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That's Reed Kelly here on Rob as a Podcast. Very fun talking with Reed. We're going to have our interview with Alec Christie coming up in just a minute, but I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of the Exit Interview Podcast, and it's a new sponsor, and it is a sponsor called HelloSanta.com. Now, this is actually a pretty cool idea that this is a new thing. HelloSanta.com allows you to send either a recorded or do a live video Skype call with Santa Claus. Even better than doing a live video Skype call with Billy Claus, if you can believe it, because you can now surprise your kids with something that wasn't on their Christmas wish list, some personal FaceTime with Santa, and you can make it happen at HelloSanta.com, where the kids can have a live video call with Santa direct from the North Pole. You get to forget the long lines at the mall, and believe me, if you're doing the online shopping, that the only reason to go to the mall was to go see Santa, and now you don't have to deal with that because you can talk to Santa at home at a time that's convenient for you and your family, and you don't have to go stand in that line to go see the mall Santa. Go to HelloSanta.com, reserve a spot for you and your family, and the elves at Hello Santa will capture the whole experience and send you a keepsake video to share with your friends and family to cherish for years to come. You can look back at it way down the line, much better than having just a photo with Santa. Or you could also have Santa send a custom pre-recorded video right to your inbox. It's the perfect solution for your grandparents also. So check out Hello Santa. It's super easy. Go to a computer or laptop with a webcam to chat with Santa at HelloSanta.com. Make sure you register soon because Santa's calendar is filling up quickly. Get a special offer when you use the promo code RHAP at HelloSanta.com. That's HelloSanta.com, promo code RHAP. All right, let's get to part two of our Exit Interview Podcast. He was the second person voted out of the tribe last night, and we welcome him to the show. We have Alec here on the line. Alec, are you there?
Hey there, it's Alec.
Alec, how's it going? This is Rob, and I am very excited to talk to you. It's like cream cheese. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, hashtag cream cheese.
Hashtag cream cheese, yes.
Yeah. Everybody's losing it about the cream cheese comment. I briefly remember that, but yeah. I just said that cream cheese makes everything better. You know, back home when I'm like cooking breakfast food, you know, cream cheese is crucial. It is, you can put cream cheese in just about everything. And it'll still be good. And that's what I was saying. It was kind of crazy, but whatever. I said that. Wow. So, it's funny.
You've blown my mind. I would just put it on a bagel. What about a muffin? Could you put cream cheese
bagel,
on a muffin?
A muffin, a breakfast burrito.
Sure.
You put cream cheese in your macaroni and cheese if you make it homemade. You put cream cheese in your frosting.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's crucial. There it is, you know? So some people might not know that, but I do.
All right, you know it. All right, let's talk about the Survivor game last night. And I was surprised to see you go out here because Natalie had this plan. She wanted to keep Keith around instead of you. Did you get assurances from everybody that you weren't going to go home that night?
Yeah, everybody except for Natalie. So, John, because John and Missy and all of them, they were like, yeah, we're voting Keith. And they did. And they didn't know that Natalie was going to switch her vote to get me out. And I didn't either. I thought it was going to be Keith as well, but Nat switched it knowing that John and I had been talking and I had been trying to get him to crack. And I think Natalie knew that John was eventually, coming up, was about to start to, play with me. And that wasn't good for her. And she didn't like that. So she voted me instead of Keith, because I think Keith maybe, didn't have as much of a social game, and he was just kind of going with whatever flow he could go with. And, I was trying to play with John to eliminate Missy or Natalie, and I think that she knew it.
So were you seen as the person who was going to be a potential final three with John and Jacqueline?
I was not going to go to the final three with John. There was enough targets on him that all I needed to do was get through one or two votes, and then I would have easily voted him out. I honestly probably would have went with Natalie had I had the option to vote him out, but he won immunity, so that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But no, I would sit in the final three with Jacqueline, but not John. Obviously, if I had to, I would, but I would, he found two idols, he won immunity, I wouldn't want to sit next to him.
Okay. Can you tell us about your relationship with Baylor during the show? Because it was like all over the place. Sometimes you guys were fighting.
It was all over the place.
Yeah. Sometimes you guys were fighting and then you were yelling at her that she didn't do enough work.
It was mostly a very cool and just like whatever relationship. It was nice and we were cool with each other, but as it went on, you are on an island with somebody that long and things start to frustrate you, and Baylor, especially being the young girl that she was, just kind of frustrated me, and I kind of would lose my stuff and I said some mean things, but then after that, we're cool, and I was, needing Baylor's vote. And so I was just kind of doing whatever I could at the end there to see if I can make that happen.
Yeah. Look at you with Baylor. She seemed like she was getting a little smitten with Alec Christie.
Let's just be honest. Smitten. Like she was absolutely smitten. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. She wanted to put some cream cheese on it.
Yeah. She wants the cream cheese. Yes. Yeah. I like that.
Look at you.
She definitely was. And, she pretty much said like, I don't want to vote for Alec tonight. And she actually said those exact words. So, I think I did a good job of getting her, but unfortunately, I think that her mom kind of was more in control of what she was doing than she was.
Yeah, she probably didn't approve because she didn't want...
Absolutely not, because Missy knew that I tried to dupe her just a couple of days before with the whole John and the immunity idol thing.
Yeah.
And so...
She wants to keep Baylor away from the bad boy.
Yeah, I guess I'm the bad boy, whatever, I'm, call me what you will, but that's how I did it.
Yeah, and a meat collector.
And a meat collector, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what is a meat collector? So I'm just, you know, we kill things in Fort Wayne where I live, fish and hogs and deer and whatever else we can get our hands on. And we collect it and we put it in our fridge and we eat it. And that's what meat collecting is.
Yeah. All right. So I want to know about, in the episode last night, there was a lot of talk about your alleged flirtation with Jacqueline. And a lot of people called that out and they made a lot about it in the episode. Number one, was there flirtation happening between you and Jacqueline?
You know, I want to say that it was just like, it was all innocent flirtation. Maybe there was. I was just being me, talking to Jacqueline or whatever. And I think Missy was a little bit upset that nobody was talking to her with such a nice smile or whatever it was. Because Missy, you know, put a completely negative spin on it, like, I'm trying to steal John's girl or something.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. No, that was not happening in any way. Was I playing the game of Survivor and, you know, trying to get my foot in the door? Absolutely. But I was in no way doing anything other than that.
Did you make a mistake by not flirting with Missy?
You know, obviously I did, because she seemed to be upset that I didn't flirt with her or whatever. But that just wasn't going to happen. you know, it was hard to get along with Missy out there. I'm sure she's a nice lady outside of the game, but playing Survivor with Missy was not my favorite thing.
So was there a tension between you and John at all after all of this talk got brought up about how you're flirting with Jacqueline?
Not at all. Not at all. John, you know, pretty much came up to me and he was like, dude, I know you're not trying to, you know, steal my girl or whatever. I mean, did I make Jacqueline blush? For sure. Well, you know, I'm sure he had like some sort of feeling about it, but nothing that got hostile or anything. No.
Okay. Now, what I want to know is, was John pissed at you? If he's not pissed at you about flirting with Jacqueline, was he pissed at you when you lied to his face last week?
That was a pretty good lie, and it really worked. And,
yeah, it was good. I thought it was convincing.
And, you know, he definitely was much more hesitant to play with me after that, and that could have put me where I'm sitting right now talking to you. Because I needed him to play, and instead I tried to make a huge move to get him out, and it was a great, great move, and it, you know, he kind of blew it for us. But, yeah, he definitely was much harder to approach and talk to that next couple of days after that.
What did you say to Keith after that tribal council?
I said, Keith, like, yo, you blew it, dude. Like, what's the deal, Keith? Come on, man. Like, we pretty much told him what to say, and he still fucked up. So it's aggravating, but, you know, that's the way that things happened, and you can't kick rocks about him once that it happened that way. And I can't be too upset at Keith. I'm sure I did some things wrong, too.
How hard was it for you to be able to work with Reed after the merge? Because you were tight with Josh from before the merge, and then you ended up being in the alliance with Reed, and then it was seemed like back and forth, you didn't know whether it was best to go do your own thing or to work with Reed.
You know, I just knew that Reed was a good player. He was a great player, and he was seen as a threat and a schemer to everybody. So if I could find a way to make, you know, to almost like let him lead the way, because everyone would want him out, you know, that's not a bad person to work with, somebody who they might want to get out instead of me. So it wasn't hard to work with him. And, you know, he had a lot of really great plans and moves in the game. So it wasn't hard to work with Reed, because I was so tight with Josh. And then whenever Josh was eliminated, Reed was kind of like my go-to.
Was it frustrating for you to not be able to win as many challenges as you probably felt like you should have been winning out there?
My gosh.
What was the problem?
You know, it was just, they were funky, man. I wasn't going to win the toe challenge or the foot challenge. And then, you know, you got some great competitors. I mean, I hung on to that pole for an hour and 50 minutes, but Reed hung on to it for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a lot of challenges that really are, they were funky. You can't practice them, you know. Anybody could win them, but I just kind of, I don't know. I didn't have it. I wasn't that good at them. I mean, obviously, if there were some more water challenges, I would have loved that. But, you know, when it came down to, you know, can you balance this ball on the thing? Like, that's not where my strengths are.
All right. You said last night that you would never date a girl from Survivor. Do you take that back? That's a strong statement to make.
I didn't say, I did not say that. I said, I'm not out here on Survivor looking for a date.
Like, okay, I'm going to go back and check the tape.
All right. Maybe I said that, but, I'm just saying, I mean, from our season or what?
No, that's, you said from Survivor. That's all seasons.
Oh, well, no, that's definitely not true.
Okay.
But I'm just like, I was pretty much saying, like, I'm not out here looking for love on Survivor. I'm playing for $1 million,
okay,
is what I meant to say. And
that's
obviously
different.
My words could get twisted up a little bit, but yeah, no, out there on the show, I wasn't looking for anything but $1 million check. Outside of that, you know, it's kind of funny because my brother has been hanging out with the next Survivor.
Which one?
And, you know, her name is Kat.
Kat Ederson.
Sure is.
Yes.
And so Drew and her have been kind of hanging out a little bit.
Is she dateable? Because she made the merge one time, and another time she didn't make the merge. Your brother didn't make the merge. You did make the merge. Shouldn't Kat be dating you?
Yeah, maybe she should, I guess. You're right.
Yes.
You know, I just kind of, I think she is. I like her. She's really cool. And she was a heck of a player.
Yeah. Played on Blood versus Water 1.
Yeah. And she was on two seasons.
Yeah.
She's the only, girl to ever play twice that was only 20 years old.
Wow. That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring in the facts, the Survivor trivia.
Yeah. No, but, you know, I'm not going to say that. That was a rash statement to say that. I mean, I wouldn't date any girl from Survivor. But I'm just, I don't know. I guess I'm getting accused of doing all this flirting and this and that, and I was really pissed.
You can't help it. You're a Christie.
If I wanted to flirt with these girls, I would.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. If you know what I mean, Missy, sorry, I don't want to flirt with you.
Yeah, sorry.
Jacqueline looks good. I will flirt with Jacqueline. Whatever. Yeah, I did do that. But just the way she accused me of it is what made me mad.
Yeah.
You know, just like it was totally innocent, and it was just me kind of having fun and playing the game. It wasn't me trying to steal anyone's girlfriend or whatever. Come on, Missy, grow up.
Yeah, grow up, Missy.
I know you have relationship issues, babe, but I don't know what's going on.
All right. I want to know about you and your brother, because you had said some things during the season about your relationship with your brother, and you got mad at Baylor one time and said she just lays around. That's like what your brother does. You have to do all the work around here. Did being on Survivor and hearing those things, did that have any impact on your relationship with Drew?
You know, I don't think it had an impact. And if it did, I hope it's a good one for Drew, because sometimes you need to see that from an outside perspective versus me just telling him. So it could have been, it could have had a good impact, I hope. But no, definitely no negative impact. I mean, we just, you know, Drew and I have our strengths and our weaknesses and our learning how to, you know, deal with those. And I think, you know, Drew got a really eye-opening look at everything from, you know, his experience with Survivor. But nothing has really changed between Drew and I because of that. Honestly, if anything, it made us tighter, because, you know, when you go and you do something that, like what we just did together, it was a moving experience to go and do that with Drew.
All right. My last question is, I want to know which Christie brother has a better chance of being Mr. Survivor 2015? You
Ooh,
or Drew?
I think you got to be. I could. It would be wrong if I said Drew. So I got to pick myself and
All
say
right.
that I would be.
Mr. Survivor, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Thank you, Alec.
Thank you,
Allie, and yes, and thank you for talking to us about the new hot couple Drat that's out there also.
The what?
Drew and Kat is Drat.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. maybe I wasn't supposed to tell anybody about that, but now you know.
Hey, that's why people
Wait,
come to
I didn't
to,
say anything about
Alec.
A couple. I said they were hanging out. Say anything. I didn't say, you know, they've been spending time together.
I'm not going to put labels on anything, all right?
No labels, because Drew and Cat might even kill me. I don't even know about Drew.
Who knows? Who knows?
All right.
I'll let you get back to cream cheese, meat collecting. Talk to you later, Alec, okay?
All right, see you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Alec Christie here on Rob Has a Podcast. Oh, my God. And let me just say, for the record, the possibility that Drat could exist is my favorite thing in the entire world. So thank you so much to Alec Christie here for coming on, and a great spot on Rob Has a Podcast. All right, so that was a jam-packed exit interview. No This Week in Survivor History. We're going to get to it over the weekend. I've got a couple of other bonus podcasts that are going to be coming up on Monday and Tuesday of next week. So really a jam-packed week all the way probably through from now in between the Survivor finale coming up on just less than 2 weeks away. So the end of the Survivor season is really sneaking up on us with that double episode last night. So getting ready for the Tyson cast, get your voicemails in, go to robiswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Really looking forward to what should be a very, very fun talk with Tyson later today. Hope you come back and join us for it. Make sure you're subscribed. robhaswebsite.com/iTunes. I know a lot of people have been having problems with the feeds over the last couple days. I know we've been dealing with some issues as we have transferred over to Podcast One. And again, I really apologize about any inconvenience. I don't ever want to make it difficult for you guys to listen to the show. So thanks for bearing it out while we try to work out some of these tech issues. I always appreciate the support. Love to hear from you guys in the comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.